This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And a man cannot become a woman.
Well, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, seems to understand the basics there of the birds and bees. Some other people have not figured it out. And now I see this post that popped up yesterday, and then I was able to confirm it with some folks in the Francis Howell School District, that indeed there is an issue going on right now in a couple of their schools, Francis Howell High, where they've got a 6 foot, 2 inch man, weighs 200 pounds, who identifies as a female using the girls' bathroom. And also some problems apparently at Francis House Central, where some girls are going into the boys' bathroom. The school board has debated a policy change on bathrooms for a while, but they've never taken any action on it. There is a meeting tonight that I suspect will be pretty well attended. I got a couple of guests this morning. First is County Councilman Joe Brazel, who's also a parent in the Francis Howell School District. And Sarah Nags is with us, who's also the mother of a student in that district. And Joe, Sarah, welcome into the show.
Good morning, thanks for having us, Mark.
You bet. Joe, I want to start with you real quick. When did you find out about this, and what is your reaction to the fact that it appears the board has been reluctant to address this?
Well, reluctant and weak. Yeah, pathetically weak. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and I was told this, and I didn't believe it, and I asked her, and she confirmed it absolutely. And when you say 200, try 300 pounds, about 6'2". Very big young man, and there's another gentleman that goes into restrooms as well that's not a big fella, but he's still intimidates these kids, these girls. It really intimidates the heck out of them, and she said, it scares me and stuff like that. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? She's like, well, I don't want my students to, retribute on me, or whatever word she used. And so it's just completely wrong. It's insanity. I only found this out like a week and a half ago, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I have a meeting with the superintendent, me and some other parents, tomorrow at 1 o'clock in his office. And it's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. And go ahead, I'm sorry, Mark.
Let's say your meeting is, of course, the day after the school board meeting, which is tonight. And my guess is a lot of parents are going to show up there tonight asking a few questions about this. Sarah, let me get to you. How did you discover that this was going on? What's been your reaction to it?
Well, the reality is it's been going on for a long time, and it's not going to go away. This is not something that is going to be fixed. But if we don't do anything about it, this could actually bring about, I'm more worried about the violence that this could even bring. My kids are in the district. I was informed yesterday of another parent like-minded, and this was brought to my attention, and that's where the post came from and everything. But the fact that people are saying this isn't happening, that is false. It is happening. And so the more we just sit here and we don't figure out something, imagine, and this isn't just about protecting just the straight kids or the trans kids or whatever. This is about protecting all of them, because I can tell you right now, it could be a trans boy who goes into a girl's bathroom. You could have a bunch of girls that they could jump that kid in the bathroom because they're angry or mad. You could have the reverse happen. I mean, this is about keeping them all safe. So us continuing to keep our mouths shut and just avoid this topic, we aren't keeping anyone safe. And so we got to do something. Well, we're not being proactive. I don't understand that.
They've been debating it with the Francis House School District. There was a bathroom policy proposal put forward. It was then tabled. I'm hoping maybe they can get that to a vote or at least put some people's feet to the fire tonight, Joe. Do you have any information on that?
Well, I know that, you know, we did elect conservative or right-minded board members, and two of them, Adam and Randy, they need to stand up to the plate and do what they were elected to do. And for anybody to waver on this decision, it makes no sense. This isn't even a Democrat-Republican thing. This is just the right thing to do. And it's really, I think, technically, it's probably against the law, what they're doing, violating people's privacy like that, especially these girls, these young girls. It's completely wrong. And I can't even understand what the roadblock is in their mind. I don't get it, Mark. I just don't get it. I mean, they're weak and pathetic trying to cower to this woke nonsense. It's just incredibly insanity is what it is.
Well, you know, I mean, Sarah made reference to the fact that you worry about the possibility of violence. I hate to think about that. As a dad, it would enrage me, Sarah, if I knew that my daughter might walk into the bathroom and have a guy using her bathroom. I don't understand 100%. That at all. And I don't understand why the common sense solution to this wouldn't be, if it's that small a percentage of students that are affected by it, how about taking those students and giving them a single stall bathroom somewhere to use so that everybody else isn't uncomfortable with the situation?
Well, and you know, with that, because the problems come up, the questions come up of, well, my kid, this is something that a parent had said, well, if my kid's transgender and there's one bathroom and it's all the way on the other end of the school, my kid could be tardy. Listen, you got to, come on, parents, if you're dealing with those things, you communicate with the teachers and the principals when your kids are being bullied. You communicate with them about their grades and all these things. Then you need to be proactive. Call the principal, talk to the principal. Hey, maybe they make an exception for your, whatever you need to do. But this is still reasons that we're holding this up. It's going to end ugly for these kids. And I'll tell you right now, I will always teach my daughter to protect herself and her body is hers. They're adolescents. Okay. They don't need to be worrying about being exposed to the opposite gender or whoever's confused. My daughter will stand up for herself. You know, and so I don't understand why are we continuing to do this? You're trying to tell me we can't have something happen. We can't put even a few single stall, gender neutral, whatever, unisex bathrooms or something and have them monitored. This is part of we will fail them if we don't do something soon. Not just the parents, it's the teachers, it's the superintendent, it's everyone that's involved in the schools. We are all at fault if we don't do something to protect everybody, because I can agree with it or not. It doesn't matter. It's not going away.
Yeah, I agree. We're talking to Sarah Nags and Joe Brazel, both parents in the Francis House School District. Joe, you mentioned earlier that the other problem here is the kids are in the middle here. I mean, they're facing peer pressure if they dare to say anything about it. And the school, in my opinion, is putting them in a unnecessary spot.
That's right. Just putting way too much pressure on these kids. And even the young boys who are going into the girls' bathroom. I mean, I have pity on them, too. I feel for them. But like Sarah said, or you said, let them go to another restroom or make one unisex bathroom or whatever you want to do. I don't care. But they shouldn't be sharing it. It shouldn't be shared with the young girls. It just shouldn't be. It's just wrong, Mark. And I would encourage everyone to go to the meeting tonight at the Francis House School Board meeting, because we need to let these board members know that this is wrong and you need to change a policy. Like Winslow's changed the policy. They have a solid bathroom policy. They stood up and did the right thing. That's what Francis Howe needs to do. They need to get to do the right thing. And
Do you think that some of these local school boards like Francis Howell might feel more pressure with Trump being elected? He has vowed to try to cut off funding from some of these districts if they're, you know, infiltrating wokeness, right? If they're doing this whole thing that Francis Howell's doing. Do you feel like that could put pressure on some of these school board members?
I absolutely do believe that. I think that with the Trump election, with as strong as it was, with the majority of the country overwhelmingly, I think it absolutely changes things. I think it makes people understand this is the right direction to go in. This is the right thing to do, and have courage and do it and get rid of this woke nonsense. It's just all Marxism. So we need to focus on doing the right American thing. I absolutely think that's what will happen. I think it does help. Yes, Kim, I do. Yes.
Yeah. So I know there's a board meeting tonight. Sarah, I'm assuming you're going to be there.
I have moved my clients around, sir. yes. And one other thing, too, just to point this out, if people are listening and you're only picturing high schools, I was actually messaged last night by multiple parents who have been dealing with these things in second grade. Second grade. How old are kids in second grade? What?
Like eight, seven?
Eight, I don't know. Come on, man. This is insanity that a child... They should be going to school and learning about other things than having to worry about whether or not they can go in the bathroom and have to deal with this stuff. This isn't just happening to the older kids. This is being indoctrinated at a young, young age, and that's not okay.
Almost seems intentional when you look at it that way.
Yeah. The other day I watched What is a Woman by Matt Walsh, and it's incredible. It's like it shows the insanity, the absolute craziness of this idea. And it's like, come on, guys, what is a woman? I mean, watch that
Daily Wire.
Yeah, Daily Wire.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, I mean. Great movie. So, well, anyway, thank you, guys. I appreciate what you do.
You bet. Joe Brazel, thank you very much. Sarah Nags, we appreciate you both being with us today.
Absolutely, sir. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Yep. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Thanks for giving us some time. By the way, that meeting tonight is at 6:30, and it's held in the boardroom at the administration building, which is on Corporate Center Drive out there in O'Fallon. If you are interested in attending, you can look that up on the school board website, Francis Howe District. Let's hope they take a vote, and let's find out where people stand on it.
Get more at 971talk.com.